Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, December 2nd, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and once again we come to you with today's Daily Encouragement message. This is the second part of the series we're titling Boring Genealogies with a question mark, and of course, all of God's Word is inspired. Subtitle to today's message is The Enduring Kingdom. Scripture texts are Matthew 1, verse 1, which begins the genealogy of Christ, and then 2 Samuel 7, verse 16.
The record of the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Your house and your kingdom will endure forever before me. Your throne will be established forever.
Neither Brooksine nor I know a lot about our genealogy, and it's a subject neither of us have ever had much interest in. Although I do find, as I get older, there is a tendency to want more information about my roots.
Well, several years ago, I received a letter from an attorney in California informing me that I was a descendant of Marion E. Lott, who had died and left no will. They were searching for her descendants in order to distribute her estate. Now, initially, I thought it was an error because I've never heard of this woman. But by examining the names of the other descendants that were listed, I certainly recognized my relatives, and I had a sense of how I was related to her through my mother's side. Over the next several years, I would receive statements informing me of the progress of the estate settlement, but I really had no idea how much I would collect since the sum was undisclosed. This, of course, created not only a mystique concerning the amount, but also who was this wealthy, distant ancestor I had never heard of. Well, several weeks ago, the matter was finally settled, and I received a check for $153.99. It was an unexpected blessing to receive a gift from an unknown ancestor, though it's certainly not an amount that will alter our lifestyle.
Well, there are inheritances of monetary and property value. There are also character and physical traits passed down through generations. And there are spiritual blessings that are passed from one generation to the next, most importantly. Well, Brooksine can trace her spiritual lineage back at least three generations.
Yesterday, we examined a spiritual promise made to Abraham 4,000 years earlier, which was fulfilled in Christ that, and I quote from Genesis 12:3, all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. Today, as we continue to study the genealogy of Christ, consider this phrase, Jesus the Messiah, the son of David. David and Abraham both received covenant promises in regard to their offspring. And today's second verse concludes a prophetic message from the Lord concerning David, where it says, your house and your kingdom will endure forever before me. Your throne will be established forever.
Consider how devout Jews were to interpret this promise at the time of Christ's first advent or coming. After all, about 400 years after David lived, the nation was taken into captivity. That would have been the Babylonian captivity. And the earthly aspect of his kingdom ceased. In fact, even after the Jews returned from Babylon, there is no record at all of the monarchy being reestablished. And neither has it been to this day.
But devout Jews recognize this as a messianic prophecy. This is clear from the context. Indeed, through David's offspring, Jesus Christ, his house and kingdom has endured and will endure forever. This truth is further emphasized in this quote, your throne will be established forever.
This great promise brings wonderful assurance today. Instability surrounds us and uncertainty continues to persistently knock at our door. We wonder, what's next? And some of you are being battered about with issues in your own life. We can all sense the travails of the fallen creation in our families, communities, nations, and throughout the world.
But our focus must be on the ever-enduring kingdom of Jesus Christ. In the angelic announcement to Mary prior to her miraculous conception, we read these remarkable words concerning Jesus. Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. he will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. That's in Luke 1:30 to 33.
Some 1,700 years after Christ's first advent, and 300 years past from today, George Frederick Handel captured this truth in the most memorable portion of his epic work, Messiah. Many of you are familiar with it. We posted several links to audio or video of this song. It states, "And he shall reign forever and ever, King of kings and Lord of lords, King of kings and Lord of lords, and he shall reign forever and ever, King of kings and Lord of lords. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
hallelujah."
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray together. Father, Scripture records that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has conceived what you have prepared for those who love you. Even our most vivid and God-inspired dreams, we can't begin to imagine all the joys and surprises that await us when we cross over to the other side. It is there that we will join other ransomed souls around your throne, where your kingdom, which has no end, and you will reign forever and ever. Hallelujah. 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 Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I think there's some enthusiasm here in our voices as we consider the wonderful blessing of following Christ. We are on the web. We post these messages each weekday at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we have prepared and are posting, of course, for Wednesday, December 2nd, 2009. We do have a couple of photos on the site. One is a photo I actually took a couple years ago of horses in central Virginia near Charlottesville that is needed to find a photo today that I believe would be a blessing. And then we have a little story about Brooksie, and she is leading a 35-voice choir this year. We'll be sharing it in four different locations over the next several weeks. I have a photo of her. Actually, it was taken from the musical a couple years ago, but I really like it. It shows her expressiveness. And then we have a song from the musical. It's not our church. It is a local church. It's very clearly a homemade video, but blessed churches have put these up with Brooksine's favorite song called "The Lord Has Been Kind," giving you some idea of the musical, lyrical quality of the video. Actually, the couple singing do a good job. It's just the production is very homemade. I do have several songs up today that relate to the message, and primarily we want to focus on how the Hallelujah Chorus from Handel's Messiah. And I have a couple of different versions up. The Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir version, which I know in the comments on YouTube, some criticize it's a bit, it would be like you might expect from a city choir today. Multiracial choir, but
Bible college,
a powerful Christian presentation, and then one from a Bible college.
Yeah, so they're both good.
I think it's a Bible college.
Let me point out again,
college we do a more traditional
month.
We do have
yeah,
a
so
number of good resources up.
Let me point out again,
and take a look at
throughout the month.
We do have
a number of spiritual
resources up that we encourage you to take a look at that might help you to keep a spiritual focus this Christmas. They're useful individually and within families, and even for pastors or church leaders that may be reading it. You might have ideas for some of your functions. That would be a blessing. We want to share what God has helped us to write and develop, and that material is up there. Have a blessed day today, and once again, rejoice in the wonderful truth that God's kingdom does endure forever.